back to Sundial on WLRN. Argentinian-born Eduardo Lis, who you're hearing now, has played in jazz groups from Toronto to cities across Europe, but has found a home for his music here in South Florida. The classically trained percussionist started his group, the Latin Jazz Menu, in Miami just 6 months ago and recently played gigs at Le Chat Noir in downtown Miami. They have a show this Saturday at Havana, USA in Davie at 8 p.m. Lis's unique style incorporates traditional jazz standards with Brazilian and Argentinian percussion instruments. Now, he's found inspiration in groups around Miami like Locos por Juana, Spam All-Stars, and a lot more. Now, we recorded videos with the band, so you'll be able to see on our Facebook page and Twitter, WLRN Sundial, them performing. Now, I started the conversation with Eduardo by diving into his time studying at the conservatory in Argentina.
In Argentina, it's very cheap or free to see classical music. So being a student at the conservatory, we used to go very often to El Teatro Colón, which is a big opera theater. They would sometimes play just symphonies, sometimes opera, sometimes, just music, instrumental music. Doesn't have to be opera, but... So we got to really see a lot of things. We go way, way up there. We call it El Gallinero, way, way up there. And so that was we really listened to a lot of classical music of all periods, not classical in the sense of orchestra. But also Argentina is, well, there are things that are from Argentina, and there are a strong influence of the music of Brazil in Argentina. It's always been. So that we have... You can see a lot of, I mean, obviously the how would they call it, the Hispanic rock or rock nacional, and so we all grew up with that as well. So it's all together at the same time. You'll go and see, you know, Beethoven, and then you'll go and see a rock concert or a blues concert in a stadium or whatever, and also we get bands coming from Brazil, so we're exposed to Brazilian music. And of course, also to American music and British music, they would always go and fill stadiums. To this day, they still do.
And did you also see a lot of jazz?
And jazz as well. At the time that I was there, and I know today they do that as well because I have some friends that do play jazz there, even like a big band. I have a good friend that plays there classical music as well, but he has his own big band. And so we used to go to jazz clubs and see the jazz cats.
Did you see more like the American jazz, or was it because you said a lot of Brazilian groups would come in, more the right. Brazilian jazz?
I would say both, but in the when Brazilian people would come, it would be more like a bigger venues. But if you go to a small club, and I'm talking about maybe 30, 40 people, small clubs, there'll be the Argentinian the local jazz musicians, and there will be some really amazing musicians playing very, very, very late into the night. Like sometimes you go there, they say we start at 10 and they wouldn't start until 1, and they'll play like 1 to 3 after their gigs, and some really, really good jazz players.
You know, because I talk about the jazz, and I'm curious how you describe the differences between like say your typical American jazz and the Brazilian jazz, because
right.
It's very different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How do you describe that difference?
Now is like on a different topic. So when I was saying that there, I see the in the jazz clubs in Argentina is I'm talking mostly like kind of bebop, maybe a little bit of funk and things like that, and sometimes some Brazilian jazz, some Brazilian music with jazz, but the Brazilian jazz, as far as the rhythms compared to the American jazz, is the American jazz is based on swing, on swinging the notes, and that kind of triplet feeling of do be do be do, while the Brazilian jazz comes more like from Brazilian music, mostly from the bossa nova, because that's where the harmonies come into Brazilian jazz. And it's more of a straight feel, so it's more like ta 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 ta. So it's not ta 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 ta. It's more like straight. We call it straight eights.
you brought a traditional Brazilian drum with you.
It's a traditional Argentinian drum.
Oh, that's an Argentinian
yes,
drum.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's why. So this one is called a bombo. This is a traditional instrument from the gauchos. So it's an instrument that you find today in every time you see a small group, which is usually two guitars, and the percussion is that instrument. It's the bombo. I call it like kind of like the best of recycling, because it's really a hollow tree. This one is sometimes now they make it industrial, but this one is really it's a one piece hollow tree. The rims are made of wood as well. So normally when you're just playing music, it's a very quiet accompaniment instrument. So it's just like. I wanted to incorporate this as part of the song because the song has the basic rhythm of this malambo, which is this. Usually this accompanies the boleadora as part of the show.
And it looks, I mean, the surface, it looks so, I mean, not what I'm used to seeing in a drum. Mm-hmm. It looks soft. You went from Argentina to Canada, right?
Yes.
What led you on that journey?
Mostly the idea of expanding, musically expanding and studying jazz. So I really wanted to get a different perspective on music. And I mean, obviously that goes together with when I left, it was like 88. The situation in Argentina was, not that now, I don't know if it's any better, but it was hyperinflation at that time. Everything was very difficult. So I thought I had a chance, and I had at that time somebody living in Toronto that could help. And then one thing led to another, and it was, it just worked out. At that time, it was, I really wanted to, I mean, and I saw the things, the universities, which in Argentina, we have universities, but all very classically oriented.
And you traveled, I mean, you've been, you know, just Canada, United States, Europe. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, what are some of the little things you picked up here and there that have really added to, you know, who you are as a musician?
Yeah. I think I'm very, I don't know, it's hard to say one thing, but there are things that I remember. I like when things have like a strong cultural background. But still, having said that, for example, I mean, I have one experience that I always remember that in Europe to have, I happened to be on a St. Patrick's Day, and it was in Holland, but there was an Irish pub, and it was full of people, and people would just pull out their guitars and violins, and they will all like sing together. And I was just like, that's something that you don't see in Argentina. And I don't think I've seen in Canada either. And it was just amazing to see, like, I don't know, 20, 30 people that would just interact, and somebody, they will play, and they will drink, and they will play again. And it was the atmosphere of, it was so strong, and the music was I love Irish music. It was, was very strong. And the same you can feel with jazz. Sometimes in a jazz club, you can feel it with Brazilian music when you're in a, and I used to play with Brazilian musicians in Toronto, and I pretty much paid my graduate school doing that, because we used to play in Brazilian clubs for like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it would play music mostly, it was a lot of dance music. It was samba, it was samba sanova, it was some música sertaneja that they call this, the music from the Northeast. And that's also a strong experience when you see people that are really into the groove.
Talking with Eduardo Lis, he's behind the jazz Latin group Eduardo and the Latin Jazz Menu. Lis moved to the United States from Argentina as a young adult and came to Miami in 2006. He's also an elementary music school teacher in Broward County. So it was what, mid-2000s, right, when you got to Miami. Mm-hmm. What was the appetite like for Latin jazz at the time when you got here?
It's good. I think it was good, and it's still, I think it's a little bit better now. There used to be, there were some clubs that are not there anymore, but there are some new clubs now. And just having some important names like Paquito and Arturo Sandoval being kind of part of the Miami scene, and now we have some other names that are New York, Miami, I think it helps a lot. So there are some of the other things that I loved about Miami were the bands that were mixing Latin music with like funk and hip hop, and I thought that was, and there are quite a few bands that are doing that, and I thought that was really unique. And
yeah,
cool.
Was there a group or two that you mentioned that were really doing that a lot?
Yeah, well, one of the first ones that I saw live was the Spam's All Stars. Is very cool, and it's something that I haven't really seen anywhere. But in a way, so what I'm trying to do is something different from that. I wouldn't mind doing that. That's a great music. But really, if I have to be true to myself, what I really can contribute to the music scene is the type of Latin jazz, and I like to call it South American jazz. So I'm trying to. Really, if I want to have my voice heard, is to use what I know, what I studied, and what I have experienced in jazz, mixing it with Brazilian elements and Argentinian elements.
I mentioned a second ago, I mean, you're a teacher. Mm-hmm. And so you're a music teacher. And I'm wondering, you know, that's got to be really, really fun for your students. You're probably introducing them to a lot of these different styles and sounds.
Yes.
What's their reaction? How do they enjoy it?
Well, I teach elementary school. So I wish if I was teaching band, I'm sure I could do that, some of those arrangements or some things. Even though I heard band teachers that they in Florida at least, they do a lot of things that have a Latin feel or Brazilian feel. But in my school, for example, I have a drum group, and which I do with mostly fourth and fifth grade students, and we actually have. I try to do. Everything that I know, and it's also more fun for them. So it's not only, for example, Brazilian music. We actually do. I have instruments, like I have repenique, zurdos, tamborins, all the traditional Brazilian instruments. I'm looking at traditions, but I'm always really looking for new fun ways to make sounds and to do, in this case, to do rhythms with different things. Fun for me and fun for the kids.
So what's next for you with the band? What's happening next? Is it releasing more new music, playing more gigs? I mean, what's the goal for you?
The band, really, I started putting it together in June, right after, well, as a teacher, I get a little bit more time in the summer. That's the only time, really, I get any time to be able to sit down and look at songs and, you know, putting the charts together and hopefully writing new music. So my goal is to get jazz festivals and jazz clubs and keep working on my music. So getting new music maybe by next summer, hopefully start recording some new material.
Talking again with Eduardo Lis, he is behind the Jazz Latin Group, Eduardo and the Latin Jazz Menu. And you can find out more about his group and their music and even watch some videos on our Facebook, WLRN Sundial. Eduardo, man, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And you can see Eduardo Lis in the Latin Jazz Menu in Davie on Saturday night performing at Havana, USA at 8 p.m. If you know a band locally that would be good for our Live from the 305 series, or you're a musician yourself, we want to hear from you. Tweet us at WLRN Sundial or go to our Facebook page or email us, sundial@WLRNnews.org.